Gay was a much loved member of this community, and you can see that from the turnout today. There are easily thousands of people here coming to pay their last respects to somebody they describe as humble, who was willing to help members of the community, and who inspired many children to take up athletics. Earlier in the day, local councillors met here at Buko District and passed a motion to name a street and a sports venue after her. Earlier, we heard from Paris, which is the city she ran her last marathon, that they are also planning to name a sports venue after her. Her death at just 33 has shocked many members of this community. She's the third athlete to die as a result of domestic violence in Kenya, where she lived, in just 3 years, and therefore this death has cast the spotlight on an endemic issue in the country, and those conversations are going on here today. Fellow athletes are wearing black t-shirts with the inscription, "Say no to gender-based violence."